CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Southern California residents are dealing with another possible disaster after those wildfires. Rain is in the area, with officials warning of flood risks and possible mudslides this weekend. CBS News Los Angeles' Lauren Posen has that.
People in Altadena are still reeling from the aftermath of the devastating Eaton Fire. Now they're bracing for more trouble as rain moves in, bringing the threat of flooding and even more damage.
Yeah, it took three like really large tarps, 30 by 50 and two 20 by 30, I believe, and covered the burned down part of the house and the garage with 25 of the sandbags.
Rain could trigger debris flow, carrying toxic ash and other materials into neighborhoods.
The Trump administration has purged at least a dozen federal inspectors general, an unprecedented move that will likely result in legal challenges.
President Trump has fired at least 15 independent watchdogs at federal agencies. The inspectors general at the Pentagon, Education Department, and EPA were among those told that they no longer have a job, sources tell CBS News. Inspectors general are responsible for ferreting out waste, fraud, and abuse. And federal law says the president needs to give Congress 30 days before the president removes one of them. The White House hasn't said why these watchdogs in particular were fired. Katherine Watson, CBS News, Las Vegas.
At the U.S. Capitol.
The yeas are 59. The nays are 34. The nomination is confirmed.
The Senate confirmed and swore in Kristi Noem as Homeland Security Secretary. That came while Pete Hegseth was also sworn in as Secretary of Defense after Vice President Vance had to cast a tie-breaking vote to get him confirmed. The ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas continues. Hamas released four female Israeli hostages, soldiers that is, that were held hostage in Gaza, while Israel released 200 imprisoned Palestinians. In Tel Aviv is our Remy Innocencio.
Four Israeli hostages reunited with their families after 15 months held hostage by Hamas. 19-year-old Liri Albag, the youngest of the freed women soldiers, and 20-year-olds Karina Ariev, Daniela Gilboa, and Nama Levy. Hamas-led militants threw Levy into a jeep on October 7, 2023. Hamas freed the four to the Red Cross in Gaza City's biggest square.
Tawana Looney passed a major milestone to become the longest living recipient of a pig organ transplant, 61 days so far. She got a pig's kidney. She's the fifth American given a gene-edited pig organ. Doctors in New York hope the 53-year-old can return home to Alabama in about a month. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go. But the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
An awful-smelling flower is a big hit in Australia.
People are waiting in line for 3 hours at the Royal Sydney Botanic Garden to catch a rare whiff of a blooming corpse flower. This is the first time the endangered tropical plant has bloomed in 15 years. As you can guess by the name, the flower gives off the awful stench of a rotting corpse. They've named this particular flower Putricia. Her fans call themselves Putricians. Some who have smelled it say they went on to cancel their dinner plans. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Lizzo took to Instagram to say she's hit her goal weight. Turn up the music. The singer showed a graph that says she's down 16% in body fat and lost 10.5 points of her body mass index.
I did it. Today I stepped on the scale and I met my weight release goal. Let this be a reminder that you can do anything, anything you set your mind to.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low close to 10 above. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, highs in the mid-20s. Partly sunny, upper 30s to around 40 Monday and Tuesday. A few flurries possible Tuesday night into Wednesday. Right now it's 22.
The ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home. Headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time. Ooh.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Started out with nothing, and your powder jar, a solid mass. masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow. Your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Coming home, wait for me.
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. Looking forward to Herman's Hermits with the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear?
All this week, Tuesday through Friday, Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits at 10:45 a.m. Listen to the interview, remember what they talk about. Then later in the day, Kurt Volman will ask you to recap the conversation. If you're the first caller who remembers what Dan and Peter talked about at 10:45, you'll win a pair of tickets to the Genesee Theater February 28th.
Cherish is the word I use to describe.
All this week on WRJN, your chance to win tickets to see Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and the Association February 28th. Listen at 10:45 Tuesday through Friday for the clues you'll need to be a winner. On your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
You got me so
side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Baby does the hanky panky.
Thank you.
baby does the hanky panky.
Baby. your hometown radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Oh, devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. The next day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah,
poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little
looking for fun and feeling flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it, do do, feeling groovy, groovy, groovy.
Feeling groovy. Feeling groovy.
I got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm baffled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you. All is
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. A 1-2 punch for California. There had been no rain for months, but that has changed, and it comes after deadly wildfires. CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
Kind of a double-edged sword when we start forecasting rain for Southern California. It's a great thing, but then you got to remember that a lot of these areas that have had these fires that we're dealing with, unfortunately, haven't had a drop of rain since the beginning of the year. So now you get that on top of ground that's so hard, almost like concrete. We're talking about the possibility for mudslides.
The president called firings he made as standard and a very common thing to do. CBS's Christian Benavides on who woke up without jobs.
In an unprecedented move, President Donald Trump overnight fired more than a dozen federal inspectors general. The IGs are considered an independent check on abuse of power, tasked with investigating misconduct in federal agencies to assure it doesn't take place.
One more example of